AM 560, The Answer. Prepare to have your mind opened. The lies of the mainstream media are about to be exposed, and the hypocrisy of the left is about to be revealed. You've tuned into Black and Right. This is a revolution in how you think about politics, race, and culture. And leading that revolution are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Black and Right with John and Charles.
What's up?
We are back. It's been, it doesn't seem like it's been that long. It seems like, just yesterday we were in here talking about America, and it's been a month since we've been here together.
When you told me that yesterday, you said, we've been away to, as a couple for one whole month. A couple, yeah.
Couple.
Hey, come on, Mia. Okay. Mia Williams. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Come on.
Right. So, you know, what's been going on with you? I don't know if you heard, but I took a little trip while I was gone.
Yeah, well, you know, I listened to in on the show. And I saw that. And
that you were the one listening.
The one.
I was wondering who that was.
You know, as you know, I told you my wife was in Italy a week prior to that, I believe, when you went. She had a great time. I was home with all six kids, and I feel like I need a vacation now. So I think I'm going on a European
trip. You better plan one. Well, while we were out, we had some wonderful guests. I want to thank Aaron and George.
Oh, my God. Rear Admiral.
Right. And Ken and Verlon, you know, for helping me out and taking the reins while I was gone.
But Charles, you know, Verlon, right? Let's talk about Verlon. There were certain subjects he didn't want to touch. He was like, man, I'm not touching that.
Look, and Verlon, if you're listening, you got to know we're streaming now so we can see you. So when John talks to you, you go do like this, we can see you. That was funny. But it made for good radio, right? It's interesting now that everybody's looking at radio.
Oh, my God.
But there's been some things going on while we were gone and while you were out last week. And you know, you talk about some impeachment things, and obviously there's been some changes that we're going to talk up later. Yeah. But here locally, the big news is the teachers are on strike. And a lot of people are taking sides, right?
And it's all full-out war that's going on right now.
It's like, what do you got against teachers? Teachers need to have a livable wage, and you know, because they've been borrowing from Bernie. We got presidential candidates coming out here saying, you know, I stand with you, and, you know, get whatever you can get.
What's her name? Liz something?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's been a couple of them. Biden called. Bernie was here at the front end, Elizabeth on the back end.
Oh, they were here together?
They're all going to attack Trump on Monday. We'll get to that. But, you know, I'm a numbers guy, and I like to get into actual stuff and get away from, because, you know, as a conservative, you can say some things and you can be against the strike and say that's not true. They do have a livable wage, and people will say, well, that's not true. This is all rhetoric. The funny thing is, what John is pointing at is this stuff is all public. So I took the liberty to take the hours-long horse and buggy ride. Well, actually, I just took a 30-second click. Went to the CPS site, downloaded the Excel file. And this file has every salary for the CPS department, administrative, principals, CEO, all the way down to the cooks.
I wish I was getting some of this paycheck.
Yeah,
I
mean, so this budget is over $2 billion.
Figures.
Right. But what I found is interesting, these teachers. Now, granted, part-time teachers, you know, play a part. Entry-level teachers right after college probably need to make more money. I don't have a problem with that. But they're painting this picture that you know, these teachers are all broke and they need more money. But what I found here, just looking at their spreadsheet, that's public information, go find it if you don't believe me, is that of the 19,770 full-time teachers, 16,800 of them make more than $60,000.
What was the, I mean, what's the longevity? How long have these teachers been teaching?
Well, it doesn't tell you that. But it's got names in schools, so you know these are real. But the thing about it is the majority of them make more than the average household income in the state, and we're pretending that they're all broke. Over 1,800 of them make over $100,000 a year, things of that nature. And I found a couple of other interesting things in there, too. Like, I did not know. So a lot of the argument is not money. It's because we need more research. We want more librarians, more nurses. Every school needs to have a nurse. And Lori's given them a lot of the things that they wanted, right? They just doesn't want it in the contract because she loses some power to move some things around as the administrator. But I did not know that there were school psychologists, right? I was like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Not necessarily a bad thing, right? People have struggles. You know, some kid in your class.
Wait, psychologists or social workers?
No, it's that psychologist, right? And so I'm like, okay, maybe it's for like a kid gets shot in your class and you want to, you know, let the kids go and talk to someone, which is fine. But I would think the logical person would think there'd be like 5 or 10 of them, and then they'd be on call, right? Like fire department. When you need them, they would move. The school department has 243 school psychologists.
I'm looking through this list to try to find that name, if they call them psychologists or social workers. I do know that. I believe
you can filter it. It's their school psychologists.
When I was at CVS,
social workers are different people. They're in there too, but these are different people. These are school psychologists.
Wow.
Right. And then there's other things. Like, I find that the school, I think that we have a dual problem. Teacher salaries and too many administrators. I think the budget just for administrative salaries is $306 million.
So,
right?
So what are you saying? So is the moral of this story that CPS is top heavy?
The moral of the story is that CPS is top heavy, that if you really want to solve the problem, you have to look at these numbers and make sense. So you want to say, if you want to argue that the entry-level teachers and 1, 2, 3-year teachers need to get paid more coming in, and we say, okay, let's do that. Let's bump them up. But I would say, on the other hand, most people who got into teaching, we all know, would say they did it kind of like social work because they wanted to give back and they cared about the kids, not to get rich. So I say, cap the teachers at 90 grand. You want to go make more money, you go in the private sector. Cap teachers at 90 grand, cap principals at 110, 120, because some of them make 160.
So what do you say? What do you say to the devil's advocate person who says, well, when you look at what it costs to live in a city like Chicago, this salary is comparable to helping someone who's a teacher live in Chicago.
It's 100% true. The argument, the problem with that argument is everyone has to pay the same cost of living to live in Chicago. So why should the teachers make more than average? I don't think any government employee, not just teachers, any government employee should be treated less than any other employee. You shouldn't be like, you work for the government, so go work for peanuts. That's not fair, but they shouldn't be treated better. So if the average household income, this is even if it's a two-parent household, average household income in the state is just under 60, why is 74% of the teachers making more than $60,000 a year?
So what's the solution? What do we do? How do we figure out what's happening in Chicago? How do we end the strike?
Well, that's a different, those are two separate things. Mm-hmm. Ending the strike. The strike is a farce because they're not doing it for money, right? They say it's for the kids. It's for more nurses and more resources. They say, and then you have a lot of people saying the Northside schools get more money than these schools, which there's a lot of nuances. That's why it's important, regardless of where you stand on this issue, to look at this information. Because here's another interesting thing I found. So to the argument that different schools get different resources, they do, but mostly it's because different schools have different needs, right? So let's say you argue, look at these numbers, you say, well, these 30 schools on the north side, they have full-time nurses, and we don't have them on the south side. See? Unfairness, right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the people who run their school, maybe it's an administrative or a principal thing, they get to decide how those dollars are spent. And maybe they're able to do that because they have more money because they don't deal with some of the things other people deal. Because what I did find is that there are 78 youth intervention specialists at average of $50,000 a year and they're in the schools, and none of those 78 schools are on the north side.
They're all
in those neighborhoods, Lincoln Park and all that. So what happened is the Lincoln Park school said, yeah, I can afford a nurse for $50,000 because I'm not spending $50,000 on a youth intervention specialist. So how do you parse that? If the school in Inglewood needs the youth intervention specialist, people are going to say, we need it, give it to us. But if you say, give us that and the nurse, then the other school is going to say it's unfair because they get two people and we get one.
But do you see why people like Representative Hal Brook from downstate wants to separate Chicago from the rest of the state? I mean, because I'm listening to all this and I'm saying to myself, well, I live out in Minooka. The biggest issue when it comes to teachers and are the referendums that they put on the ballot to try to raise up my property tax. I pay $7,400 in property tax out in the Joliet area in Kendall County. So I'm sure that people who are, you know, outside of Chicago are looking like, huh?
Right.
16%? What? I'm sure there's some teachers, especially out in my area, who would love to get 16%. But I think you said earlier that they wanted 3%.
They wanted 3 years instead of 5 years. They wanted it because they get it faster. And let's be real, whether you like Lori or not, it's unfair to her because they want it then. Because if you do a 3-year contract, then we can strike before you run again and then hold you over the barrels and make you give us even more money then.
See, I got a soft spot for the unions, man. I'm a former union member. I get the aspect of wanting to, but as a police officer, we couldn't strike. What about doing something like that, given that as far as where Chicago teachers can't strike like police and fire can? What do you think about that?
They got too much power. You'd never make it happen. I mean, you know I like it, but I just think that the biggest thing is to deal with, like you said, how do we solve it? The strike ending the strike is separate because, like I said, I think it's political. When we come back, we'll talk about that. But how you solve the problem, it's a massive problem with multiple issues, so you need multiple solutions. But the first thing you have to do is deal with reality. But everybody's skewing information, and, like, no one knows this information. So because you don't have all of the, you're not armed with all the information, you can't make an educated assumption, and you can't really make a move that would really solve the problems because you don't really know. That's why I think when we go, I'm going to tell an interesting story when we come back from this morning, talking to a parent in school who didn't know anything. He really didn't have a side. And when I gave him some of this information, he was absolutely blown away.
It's the politics of it.
Right. And part of it is the news, is because he listens to the news and he believes what he hears on the news, that all the teachers are broke and every school has no resources and they're all starting at ground zero. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560 The Answer, Facebook Live. Share it while we're on the break. We will be back.
This is Black and Right on AM 560 with Charles Love and John Anthony.
James Brown did that to me. I grew a few inches. Welcome back to Black and Right with Charles and John. We were talking about the teacher strike, and I was going to tell you, I think John's about to fall off his chair here, and I was going to tell him an interesting story. If you want to chime in and talk to us about this topic, you can reach us at 312-642-5600. Call in. Let us know how you feel about it. Are you team CPS or team CTU? And why? So I was talking about the spreadsheet. Free data. The nuts and bolts of the department. You download it and you can go down the rabbit hole with this. You find all kind of interesting things, right? So I talked about the psychologist and the youth intervention specialist. But you know, you talked about me. Oh, I'm going to throw a bone to the pro blacks, all the people like your what's in it for the black people, your Brian Mullins, all those people. In this spreadsheet, you will find that CPS spends $180 million on bilingual services. So take that however you want to take that. But I know some people will parse those numbers and say that that's a problem.
But that also deals with Polish, yeah, Polish speaking Americans,
Chinese,
all type of people. So it's not just geared towards the Latino community.
I didn't say, did you hear me use the word Latino?
I just want to verify. I mean, I just want to clarify for the people.
You used the word Latino. But I want to tell you really quickly, you know, I'd love to take some calls, but I want to tell you real quick about something that happened to me this morning. I'm in the barbershop, and my barber knows I talk politics. He's like, what do you think about the school strike? And so I'm going on a rant, and there's a guy in a chair. He's there with his son, and he's a CPS parent. And he's like, well, you know, I didn't know they made that much. I figured they only make this, that, and that. I said, well, the average teacher makes like $77,000 a year. He's like, no, I thought they were making like $40,000, $50,000. That's what I get from the news. And I said, no, that's his site. So I pull it up and filter it. He finishes. He's sitting down. His son's in the seat. So I said, like, where does your kid go to school? He said, my kids go to Coonley, which is one of the top schools. I'm north. I said, lucky you. And I said, I mean, you can get crazy on this because, you know, you get actual names and real salaries. So I sit there with him. I said, what's your daughter's teacher's name? He told me the name. Show him the salary, $88,000. He's like, wow. He's like, oh, my son's teacher's name is this. So he just keeps going. He said, the first grade teacher, every teacher, he said, oh, the librarian. The librarian in the school makes about 88 grand. So we go down the list. He's like, I did not know this. I said, that's the problem. You hear a narrative that says one thing. The other side says it's not true. Nobody likes them. So they're like, oh, he's just jealous. He's making it up. But the numbers don't lie. So when faced with these numbers, people will have to shift their positions, but no one presents them with the numbers. That's the problem.
That sounds scary. I mean, when you look at the number of people, but how is that comparable to the suburbs of Chicago? Just like, you know, DuPage, Will County teachers, teachers that are in Kane County.
I would assume that
McHenry.
My guess is, I didn't look it up, but my guess would be that it's similar, or they probably make a little more in some of them and a little less depending on the suburb, but they have fewer people. The pensions probably aren't as bloated, and they don't have some of those other problems that we have to pay.
So is that the problem, though? Is Chicago bloated, though?
Well, when you pay people 80% of their salary at the end of their career to not work, I mean, whether you think it's fair or not, it's the bottom line. It is what it is. I understand that industries used to do it, but the bottom line is what you're saying with a pension is, John, you're no longer working. You're 55. Thank you for your service. Here's $72,000 a year for the rest of your life. And oh, by the way, because of, you know, advances in medicine, you're probably going to live 30 years. So here's $70,000 for 30 years multiplied by thousands of people. That's a lot of money. You're paying people to not work. So obviously, that takes a toll on your budget. So yes, you're bloated.
Okay. Now, as somebody, I've got to go back again to being a I'm gonna, I want, yes, as somebody who was a union rep, I mean, within the union, mm-hmm. when you look at what teachers have to go through in a 30-year career.
So? Everybody's got to go through something.
No. Sorry. No. You ever been a teacher?
No.
Okay, so you can't say so.
Never done what I've done.
No, but you can't say so because
sure I can.
No, you can say it. You can say it, but it doesn't. It doesn't hold weight because you've never had. Yeah, no. Hold on. Wait. Time out. Don't interrupt. It doesn't hold weight because you've never been in the position to actually do it. Teaching is a look. I taught GED for a year and a half, and that was so exhausting. Just for a year and a half, and to have somebody who's out there doing it for 30 years. Dude, it takes a toll, especially today's teaching climate, where there's no respect for teachers and anything like that. Now, this is where I do have to stand up for the teachers that are out there. They do a job that's tough, that's hard, and at the end of the day, after 30 years, 30 years should be enough for a teacher. I'm sorry. Just like I think 20 years should be enough for a cop. It's a tough, mentally draining job. Simple as that.
Explain what that should be enough means.
What? After 30 years of teaching,
you stop teaching,
if they want to retire, they should be able to retire and get their full benefits.
Who said they couldn't? They shouldn't retire.
No, what I'm saying, you saying 30, it means nothing to be a teacher.
No, that's not what I said.
Well, clarify.
What I said, okay. What I'm saying is, you're twofold. You're saying that because a job is stressful or it takes a toll or it's an important job or it's, are they doing a yeoman's work?
They are.
I didn't say, but you're saying that one has nothing to do with the other. Nobody said that part is true, but you cut it off there. So that means what? So you're saying because of that, they deserve to retire at $100,000 a year?
You've never taught.
But what are you saying?
You've never taught. So you don't understand the dynamics that of having to go through being a teacher. So how could you comment on that issue? You've never done it.
Comment on what issue?
On being a teacher. It's tough, dude.
You're not listening.
Sound
like the left.
No.
Because I'm not commenting on teaching. You're acting as if I'm commenting on teaching.
You tried to shut me down when I was
on explaining. Teaching?
Listen, there mm-hmm. you go again. Listen, you tried to shut it down. Have you ever taught? Have you ever been in a school environment and where you were the teacher? Yes or no? Exactly. That's what I thought.
I thought that'd been the answer. So you're wasting valuable time asking me the same question over.
But
and over.
You're not answering it. That's why.
Really? We're gonna have to go to the tape. I think I said multiple times I've never taught.
But you never still taught. Never clarify what you were trying to say.
I don't know what you're talking about. Bottom line is, you're trying to equate whether you're changing, you're doing what the teachers are doing. You're changing the topic to whether the teacher's job is important job or whether their job is hard. That has nothing to do with how much you retire, how much the city can afford and what you make and whether you should retire for 30 years. Nobody said you can't retire. So why am I?
But they keep pushing the retirement age back. The state, look, I know this.
What do you mean? The city can, 30 years and 55, you can retire. Who's pushing that back?
No. No.
Everybody else retires at 70. You don't have to work to 70 to retire.
You do know the state legislator controls when they can retire and what age they can retire.
So
state legislator controls that, not the Chicago Teachers Union or CPS. State legislators control that.
So what year is the average teacher retiring?
Well, most of them are going all the way up to 30, 35 years now.
Yeah, but what age are they?
Most of them, at today's age, today's teacher, 67, 70-something years old.
What age is the average person in the private sector retiring?
But we're talking about teachers. We're not talking about private sector.
We're talking about what's happening.
Well, listen, hold on.
Because what you're spinning is you're saying now you're doing the thing the left does that you want to play a favorites game. You're saying
it's not about favorites.
Well, sure, what you're saying is that there should be different rules for different people. And the private, I just said that the private sector, the public sector should not be treated any worse than anybody else, but they shouldn't be treated better. You're saying that they shouldn't have to work till they're 65 or 70, but everybody else should have to work till they're 65 or 70. Are you saying that teaching and police and all those public sector jobs are the only jobs that are draining and tiring and physically straining?
No.
So now we should gauge by the stress of the job, and that should dictate when you retire?
Well, it's called collective bargaining. You know what that is?
I'm asking you a question.
It's called collective bargaining.
Should the retirement age for a position be dictated by how hard the job is?
No. But when it comes to what you collectively bargain in your contract, I'm sorry. I'm 100% with collective bargaining. I don't think anybody should ever get rid of collective bargaining, because what happens is people run roughshod. You have all these institutions that run roughshod. If that collective bargaining aspect is not there, this is one of the reasons why I got into a big hitch with Governor Rauner. I'm pro-union. I think that we can tweak and make some changes? Yes. But I'm pro-union, and I'm not afraid or ashamed to say that I'm pro-union. We have to protect the men and women that are out there teaching our kids, Chicago, and throughout the United States of America. That's just simply, that's just it. And to say that I'm acting like the left, no, I'm acting like a reasonable person who understands, who was in a union, who had to vote on certain union things. You've never been in that position to do any of that. I have.
I only got two quick questions. When did you become a leftist, and are you Bernie?
Not a leftist.
Are you Bernie or Elizabeth?
I'm not a leftist.
Which one do you prefer?
I just believe
Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth.
What's the system that's
which
in
one
place?
Do you prefer?
What's the system that's in place? The system that's in place right now is that the system that's in place right now is that there are unions. Somebody who's actually been in
the
a union.
The system is broken because you've been in a union.
We can check, we can make those changes.
But that means the system's not broken.
No, we can. No, I never said that. No.
But you keep saying I'm not in a union. So.
I actually voted. I voted for the pension reform.
So the only way I could know.
No.
So you kept asking me about pension. So let me reference that.
We can't fix this problem.
The only way I would know whether being addicted to drugs is bad is if I was addicted to drugs.
What?
That must be what you're saying. You keep saying you're not a teacher, so you don't know. So only a teacher would know what makes
sense. But you've never been in the inner workings of that, is what I mean.
Only a teacher would know.
You have a contract. You ever been in a contract negotiations? You ever had to have contract negotiations?
Well, we're running out of teacher time.
That was good.
So now we're going to shift gears to impeachment, where you're going to fight me because I'm because I'm not pro-Trump enough. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.